Here in the state of Michigan, we are blessed with so many wonderful healthcare institutions and groundbreaking researchers and physicians that have helped save lives by not being locked into doing things the old way. And back in February, we lost a star in the field of cardiac electrophysiology. His name was Dr. David Haynes, and he had been breaking new ground at Corwell Health, William Beaumont University Hospital, when it came to cardiac ablation. And his tireless research led to a major advancement in the field that ultimately can save millions of lives. But in a sad irony, he died just days away from performing the first procedure using his new technology that he helped develop. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne joining us live with his story and how, even though he's passed, he's going to be changing and saving lives, even though his hands will no longer be doing the work.
He sure will be, Guy. Dr. David Haynes spent more than four decades pioneering research in the area of cardiac ablation technology. Millions of people suffer from something called AFib. That's an irregular beating of the heart that leads to heart damage. Dr. Haynes' research led to the development of radiofrequency ablation treatments, which do not cause unwanted injury to other parts of the heart, as traditional therapy sometimes does.
He helped us understand how the size of the straw-like tube catheter can impact the ablation, how the amount of irrigation around it can impact it, how cardiac motion and cardiac tissue thickness can impact it. So he's truly regarded as a guru in biophysics of ablation creation.
That's Dr. Nashaki Mehta. She and Dr. Alana Katinsky, close colleagues of Dr. Haynes, decided to carry on his legacy, and they went ahead and performed the procedure he helped pioneer just days after his death, and it was not an easy day.
Before we started the case, we all had a moment of silence to respect and remember him, and then we played his favorite soundtracks from Eminem. Eminem was his favorite person, and just as the song was coming to an end, the pictures fell and crashed, and we jumped up.
And that all happened in the operating room. Wow. Dr. Mehta says she's sure that it was Dr. Haynes' way of telling her to get on with it. Work had to be done. She says he was beloved by his patients, and his very large patient following proved it. Gail, Dr. Haynes' wife, says her husband was a big thinker.
Had ideas. I can't tell you how many ideas he would talk about with other people, and their eyes would widen.
And she says his work will live on forever.
This will change the way cardiology is practiced.
And Guy and everyone, to honor his memory, the Corwell Health Foundation is working to establish the David E. Haynes Endowed Chair in Cardiac Electrophysiology. If you'd like more info on that, please go to WJR.com. We also have some great photos there of the doctor wearing his trademark red Crocs and also information about this endowed chair.
He has some swag, Dr. Haynes. Yeah. He's like Eminem, man. Wow.
He sure did. And he was, what was interesting about his story is that he was this big thinker, this giant in the field, right, that takes so much intelligence and perseverance and focus. And yet he had this wonderful sense of humor, according to everyone who knew him. And he was so well loved. Again, the Red Crocs, the team had little Red Crocs made up. And they're all wearing them on their name tags in honor of him. They left his lab coat in the operating room and the procedure room as a reminder that he is always there with them. It's really quite a story.
Well, and he was also a teacher. So, I mean, Imagine this legacy that he has left with these young docs that learned these groundbreaking procedures from the man who pioneered them.
Right. And they called him the triple threat because he was a researcher, an educator, and also a clinician. So when you can do those three things at the level that he was doing them at, it was truly remarkable and noteworthy.
What a positive legacy he leaves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Indeed. A palpable one where you're still helping people even though he's gone.
Gone. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. And And like we said, you know, he died just days before performing a cardiac procedure. It was such a blow to the team, but they went ahead and honored him by doing it anyway.
Terrific story, terrific man. And thanks for bringing that story to us, Marie.
Thank you.